Every day, we rise, challenging ourselves to work for what we believe in. At U.S. Border Patrol, protecting our borders is more than a job. It's a calling. Agents answer the call, working together to keep our country and communities safe. If you are ready for a new mission, join U.S. Border Patrol and go beyond. Learn more at cbp.gov/careers.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to another episode of the Trade Paperbacks.
The this finale.
The finale of Grab Bag Month, which has been...
It's been a month.
Let me tell you. But I mean, honestly, this is really just a recap of everything we talked about, and we're going to rate the comics just out of five.
Oh, okay.
Nothing crazy.
Just... Yeah.
And we're going to pick a fave.
Okay.
Pick a fave out of the group.
So we're going to go through rating, and then we're going to
out of the
do
grab
like
back.
A tier list.
And then we'll get to the point where we announce what next month holds.
Oh, okay.
Which is going to be interesting. I'll have to leave to go get the basket.
There's a basket?
There's a basket involved.
Wow. Okay. So it's no longer a grab bag, it's a grab basket.
All right, so I'm going to set these in order of... excellence. How about that?
Okay.
Order of excellence.
So we're going 1 to 5. 5 is, I guess, good. 1 is not good.
Right, but we have more than 5, so we're just gonna lay them out.
Okay.
Archie and Friends. Where do you put it?
I mean,
I'm just grabbing these random.
I would genuinely, I would put it like 2.
2?
Yeah.
All right.
I don't understand why people pay for this.
Oh my gosh.
I'm cruel. Whatever.
I need a bigger table.
Well, you don't have to go with my rating. You can average our ratings together.
No, I'm definitely averaging my rating. All right, so you say... Here, let's make room. Make room on this table. And you say a 2, so that puts it down here. Move your stuff. All right, we'll grab...
Brought stuff of my own.
Rye and the Future Force.
Let's see. That was the one where they're destroying robots with swords, which in retrospect is a lot cooler than it felt when I was reading it. I'll give it like a 4.
Oh my gosh. All right. We're just going to put in here. These are, to me, we'll put them in the 3s.
Okay.
RoboCop versus Terminator.
You know what? I'm going to put that in a 5. I really liked that.
Yeah, we'll put it way up here.
Way out there.
Star Wars Shadow Stalker.
That's going to have to, it can't be any higher than a 3.
Oh, I think it's below Archie.
Okay, yeah, we'll go, if we can agree on a 2, I'll agree on a 2 for that.
Okay.
So.
All right, next. Probably going to have to
If the artwork wasn't that good, I probably would have put that down at a 1.
Yeah, the artwork was...
Artwork was actually decent.
Yeah, it was okay. I mean, it was, it was kind of classic stuff.
Clanky.
Clips Monthly, which dealt with several different comics.
Yeah, but it had Rio in it, so it was actually pretty good.
I think
Rio boosts it up pretty far. And the other thing I liked about it is like you get a whole bunch of like short stories.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of liked that.
All right. So we're going to go with
a high there. 3.
Yeah. We'll put it in there. Next up, John Bolton. Halls of
Horror. We went over this. Like, I thought those were pretty good.
They were good.
I will say 4. The only thing that could have made them a little bit better is like maybe tighten it up just enough that I don't have to read so much, you know?
Okay.
Because it is a comic book. Enough. Like, if I want to read, I'll break out Middlemarch, you know?
It is wordy.
It is a little wordy, but it was worth it.
The story is great.
Yeah, it was really good.
All right, Predator versus Magnus Robot Fighter.
Angry Man. I don't know. I'd put that down in the three category as well. But probably above Archie.
It's above Rye.
Yeah, it's above Rye. It's,
even though he's in it.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, okay, I like that. I like that. Let's do Star Trek.
Okay, so it was a little disjointed. It's definitely in the two category for me. Could have been good if, like, I read the other issues up to this point. And
yeah,
maybe...
There's too much coffee talk.
Yeah, yeah, there was an awful lot of coffee talk.
Coffee talk.
Quaffy.
Right.
Space quaffy.
All right, we have two more left. Put the extra cup. All right, it's looking pretty good. Looking pretty good.
Yeah.
X-Force.
X-Force, I don't know. I just had so much trouble following the characters.
Yeah.
I think I would put it in the three. It was really well graphically designed. So maybe like a 3.5, I could see. But like also it was a first issue, so I just need to be more forgiving.
Yeah, I'm still putting it below Predator.
Okay. Predator versus Magnus.
Robot Fighter.
The Ring Thrower.
And the final... Well, see, we did split this one up. So we're going to have to take that into account. Remember, we did two episodes.
Oh, right. Silver Star.
Because Archie and Veronica go together. Or Archie and Betty go together.
Yep.
Just like this. And you know what's funny?
Yeah.
What is the name of this?
Last of the Viking Heroes.
Right. Yeah. The whole time I said East of the Viking Heroes.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at
it. I think you did say that.
Look at that.
You know what? It does look like
it
East.
It looks like East.
But it's an L. Yeah.
Well, I took an L on that
also,
one.
Also... Are any of them Viking? Because I'm pretty sure one of them is a member of...
Well, in my head, I was like, because they're East.
yeah.
They're not Vikings because they're East of
Because they're East of the Vikings. Yeah, yeah.
it's so funny. Like, I was looking for a description of the episode.
Yeah.
And I was like, why can't I find the existence of East of the Viking here?
Right, yeah.
So it kept pulling up Last. And I was like, Last? And then I showed the picture of Last of the Viking Heroes, and I was like, that's an E.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyway, where would you put Silver Star / Last of the Viking Heroes?
I would have to put it somewhere in the three range myself. But I know that you liked it better than I did.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I liked Archie more than you did, too.
That's true.
Okay, I just have a problem with Rye. All right. So the way that...
Well, Rye went into like this conference at the end.
We're going to do this next time as well.
Okay.
This is all we did for the month?
This is it? We did three...
I mean, this was two, and this was two.
Yeah.
But still. Jeez.
I mean, it's 12, so that is
right.
4 weeks.
That's 12, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It was felt harder than... When you look at it on paper,
it's not that much.
It's not that much.
Should we be doing more issues per week?
No.
Okay.
Wait, no. But you know what's funny though? For next month, I got like 20 or 30 set up.
Oh, okay. So we're good to go.
Thinking that it was a big month.
Yeah.
All right. There'll be another grab bag month. Because I got plenty of these different comics. We'll say different.
Weirdo comics.
All right. So in last place. Do you agree? Is that okay? Or do you want to...
Well, I mean, I did like the Star Trek. So the interesting thing between the Star Trek and the Star Wars comics that we read is I liked the art a lot better in the Star Wars comic, and I hated it in Star Trek.
Hmm.
But I liked the story better in the Star Trek comic, and I hated it in the Star Wars one. So, but I'm fine with the ranking. Both of them kind of at the bottom. But interestingly, we did not give either of those a one because I didn't hate them. I was just like, meh.
I don't hate anything. You know? There's nothing I was like, ugh, that was hard to read. A lot of them were actually kind of, you know, it was something different. I mean,
yeah.
Just different storytelling. So we'll just say in the bottom are Star Wars Shadow Stalker from Dark Horse Comics and Star Trek from DC Comics. Took out
issue 27.
Took out some heavy hitters.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
I always thought I would be really into, like, old Star Trek comics too. Maybe I just need to start at one.
I doubt it.
Probably not. Yeah,
because the art, it's not going to change.
That's true. They go through different like artists throughout the runs of comics, don't they?
Yeah, yeah, but not. I have enough of these
but it's
that I've
like,
seen that it's all,
okay. It's all the same
or worse.
Hmm.
I usually like when cover artists are, you know, special and then the inside's different, but sometimes mm-hmm. it's too drastic.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
I'll show you some examples in the future. So in the bottom, we'll say the bottom mid quadrant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We have Silver Star, which is combined with Last of the Viking Heroes. Ryan, the Future Force, which has Magnus in it, but it still didn't help it. Archie and Betty as the individuals from Riverdale. Mm-hmm. Did you not know what Riverdale was?
No.
That's where they live.
Well, that's what I guessed. Oh, okay. I was just like, there's a whole bunch of periods in front of it. I was
UNCLE.
Like, that was my suspicion. But then it just like showed up everywhere, like Crush.
Because it's a joke. It's a joke. Yeah, it's a joke. And lastly, in the bottom midsection is X-Force, which to each his own. I mean,
a little scary there, right?
We should have done it even. Three.
Oh, so you're like limited.
Yeah, let's do that.
You're okay. Limited to candidates.
Yeah, yeah. Silver Star's in the bottom three. Mid three. Rye, Archie, X-Force. Top three, not the winner. Top three.
Oh, okay. I see what you do. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll have to remember that.
Yeah.
I'll forget.
Yeah.
Especially because this, for some reason, the month feels like a year. the top three, Clips Monthly, just because it was a bunch of different stuff, a bunch of different, you know, just, it was all over the place.
Yeah.
Rio was really good.
Yeah.
So, Clips Monthly, Predator versus Magnus, Robot Fighter from Valiant Comics in the top section there as well. And John Bolton, Halls of Horror, rounding off the top. And this, we were able to read the whole series, number mm-hmm. one and number two.
Yep, between the two of us.
And it had a real story.
Like, a lot well, of reading. Well thought out story.
This took me twice as long to read as anything else we had.
Yeah, yeah, genuinely that did.
That's your top three. But the winner,
you know, if you spend money, you probably expect to get a fair bit of entertainment out of it, you know.
This was $1.75, right? Originally. That's a deal. And the one that won was $2.50.
And like, honestly, I read that in like 7 minutes. Yeah. It was quick.
Took me forever.
Yeah.
And the winner of Grab Bag this Grab Bag month, just because there probably will be more Grab Bag months, is RoboCop versus Terminator. I still have to find the additional volume so we can figure out what happens. We can guess, but I'm sure it'll actually be more interesting than I thought.
Yeah.
Because it was written by Frank Miller. So.
And really, I think it wasn't that the art was superior. The art was pretty good.
No, it was great.
But
it was great.
The story was so well thought out and so well presented, mm-hmm. and it was just compelling. It was like, wow, this is like they really should have made a movie.
And it works.
Of this story.
It worked so well.
Yeah.
It's weird. All right, I'm going to go grab that basket.
Okay, basket time.
So I don't know what you're going to talk about while I'm
going to talk about a couple of things. Oh, I have some ideas. All right. It's okay. Ryan doesn't listen to his podcast, so I can really talk about whatever I want to talk about. So just as somebody who is a bit of a storyteller, I'm a compulsive reader. I read books aggressively. And it's basically because I see so many books that I really want to read, and there's limited time. You can only spend so much time of your life reading, and so I kind of have to be aggressive about it if I can get like to as many of the things that I actually want to read. So from that perspective, and from somebody who could not afford comic books when I was a kid, until I started mowing lawns and stuff, and by that time I was kind of into other things anyway, it's been a little bit of an experience to read so many of these different styles of comics. You know, we've gone from like the goofy to the quixotic, and all the way up to like the, you know, the things that would eventually lead to, you know, the high art of the form. It's been kind of interesting to see all the different features that go into it and to get a concept of what ends up working well for the format itself. So I'm kind of excited to be trying some of these other things that I've heard so much about over the years, and I've seen so many movies based upon these things, but I've never experienced these things for myself, you know? And here I am like a, you know, 30 some year old adult, and I'm getting to experience that and to evaluate it for myself for the first time, you know, 30 years after a lot of this stuff was super big.
We're not going to talk about a lot of new stuff, so it's not a big deal. All right. So in this basket, I got, I don't know, what do you think that is? 40, 50?
It's a lot. You got a fair number of issues in
there. These are all issue ones.
Oh, okay.
First issues.
Okay.
Okay. I hinted during X-Force that it was foreshadowing for the next month here. So these are all comics that are the first issue.
Right.
Which means usually it's new story arcs, new altogether, brand new comics. This one I actually own all of them that were ever made.
What is that?
The Max.
The Max.
So okay. Next month, which is in whatever, 2 days or whatever, we will be back and we will start this series where we, where you basically, because I've read all these.
Because you've been through all of them.
Where you will read some first issues.
Okay.
In the end, we will rank them as not the best or the worst, but which one would you want to continue reading the most?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Which one is the best jumping off point?
Because you talked about when I brought the Wheel of Time graphic novel.
Yeah.
You talked about how the epilogue really...
The prologue, yeah.
Prologue's in the beginning, epilogue's at the end.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
You talked about how the prologue really, you know...
That's what did it for me with the book, yeah. I literally read it in the store and I was like, whoa.
And a lot of a lot of first issue comics are basically that. You know, they're trying to, especially if they're brand new series, trying to get you.
To get your hooks in there. Because then you're guaranteed to sell. Like, you know, a lot of these are weeklies, right?
You bi-weeklies.
Okay. Well, you know, but even so, if you're selling bi-weekly and you really get your hooks into somebody, you got 26 sales for that year from that person, you know? So, not to say that it's just mere commercialism.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void. We're prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.